Oh, we're up to Resh and Beis. However, I would like, if I may, to go back to a Yisai, Resh and Aleph of Zion, that is of general qualistic interest, and it's something that, when we learn from Bava Basra, disturbed me. I'd like to share with you the thoughts. In Resh and Aleph of Zion, we mentioned that if one has a choice between feeding the hungry and dressing the naked, chayav lahagdim lahachil ha'orav melechas ha'is ha'orum. Ra'ev, I guess. Melechas ha'is ha'orum. The issue, the way the Gemara expresses it, is which is a greater tsar, which needs a person's attention more. Bizyaynais, relieve someone from shame, or tzaragof, or relieve someone from physical pain, which is worse, physical pain, or busha, or bizyaynais, which is shame. Since we pass kechayev lahagdim, lahachel haroev, lachasis ha'orum, since we pass ke what? No, because nefesh is no shaila. It just means someone's hungry, he's not dying. But he's starving, he's very hungry. It's painful. So he's just not totally naked. It means a certain level of pain, a certain level of shame. That's how they can obviously have someone who's a lot of pain, a little shame, a lot of shame, a little pain. But the Gemara is saying klolim. The klolim is, according to this, that saraguf is worse than bizyayne. So Rabbi Chanan asks there in Bava Basra. And I found this kashin dar sameach in Hilchas Sanhedrin Perek Desvav as well, and a tshuva the Chavisiyar Kuf Tzadik Aleph. All of them ask, and I mentioned half of the kasha which I remembered last week from the Gemara Sanhedrin. It talks about stoning a woman who's chayav skila. So Gemara declares whether she should be clothed when she receives skila, and the Gemara expresses it in a very similar idea. That she'll die more quickly and suffer less tsar if she's not clothed, but the bezayin is greater if she's not clothed. And there the Gemara says the reverse. The Gemara says shame is worse, better clothe her than not clothe her. Now that's, I think, like a narrow question. There's a broader issue. We know Kavod HaBriyos is Deichen Issei Rabbanan. Kavod HaBriyos is Busha. What is Kavod HaBriyos? If somebody's walking in the street and he's wearing clothing that's shatnez, so shatnez deraisa, we say in Eitzah Neged Hashem, that you have to rip it off of him. But if it's derabanan, if it's shatnez derabanan, then we say that he should wear it. Kavod HaBriyos should daichen is the derabanan. The same thing if someone is wearing a beged in a way that would be carrying on Shabbos. Place with Tzidrabanan, we let him wear the beged, let's say Tzitzis rip off and it's considered carrying. We let him wear the beged until he gets indoors, because by Tzidrabanan we say it's Nitcha because of Kavod HaBriyos. The third example is where a Kayin is sleeping in the room and then somebody dies in the room. And you wake him up, he's not dressed. Does he have to run out of the room naked, or does he have time to get dressed? So it says the same thing in the Simshin Samafes in Yeridaya, that if it's a Tumah Daraisa, so he's mamish in the same room as a Kayin, as a mace, so a Chochmein Eitzis will neged Hashem, you got to run out. If it's a Tumah Darabanan, which the Shach there says is Mecheder Lecheder, in certain cases at least it's a Tumah Darabanan, then we let him get dressed before he goes out. So we see for Kavod HaBriyos with Eichen Issei Darabanan. For tzara guf, we don't find it with daichen issei drabanan for pain. With daichen issei drabanan, of course, if it's a sakana. But for physical pain, we're not daichen issei drabanan. If it's cold, we're going to say he's cold, so let him put on, let him wear something that's a drabanan. When he's starving, so let him eat something that's treifim drabanan. We don't find such an idea. So it seems clear that busha is a greater, Kavod HaBriyos is a greater issue. Busha is bigger than tsar, not like it says here. That busha is a bigger consideration than physical pain. It's a very difficult question. here, especially because the Gemara expresses this as Bizyoine versus Tzaragos. So B'chanan says a scientific answer. B'chanan says Kavod HaBriyos is not because of the busha of the individual. When we say someone going naked in the street is a busha, of course a busha to him as an individual. However, the Kavod HaBriyos is for the busha of the tzibur. It's in a busha of the tzibur. If the tzibur has people going naked in the street, it's mayrid the dignity of the tzibur. It lowers the dignity of the tzibur. And what?
New York has a very low.
Yeah. It could be has to tell him with Kim. So that
people starving in the street.
And Rabbi Chanan brings a raya.
Lower the dignity of the community.
Starvation doesn't lower the dignity. It lowers the. It's a terrible thing.
You don't have.
But, right. He brings a raya. The Gemara, when the Gemara has a shaila of burying a mace, is what the inyan of burying a mace is. The Gemara uses the lashon of Kavod HaBriyos. What's Kavod HaBriyos burying the mace? The mace himself doesn't know his busha, at least in the physical world. So he says the lashon of Kavod HaBriyos by burying a mace is a raya that it's for society. The Kavod HaBriyos, and he says a big nafkamina. Let's say you have a person walking the street, he's wearing Shatnez Rabbanan. So he says, oh, it's Shatnez Rabbanan, Kavod HaBriyos is Daicha. He says, I'd rather not wear Nisid Rabbanan and be ashamed. It's worth it to me. I want to be Mavuyish better than to wear Nisid Rabbanan. He wants to rip off the clothing. So if the consideration would be his personal busha, then I would understand. It should be his personal busha. But since it's a communal busha, so you can't say that for me it's worth it. No such thing. Right. And this is all what it says in Rav Chana. And the Yisai is very nice Yisai. The Kavod HaBriyos is a tzibatika thing. It's a beautiful Yisai.
So
is that alone in the forest? Anyway, there's no Kavod HaBriyos consideration.
So
now,
that's
what Rav Chana says. Rav Chana is not a halacha sefer. So I don't know. Now, the issue that I had with this when we learned it, it's not really true. And it's true, Kavod HaBriyos can be a communal thing, but we say that a mevayish ben chaver barab mein lechelek l'olam haba. We don't say because someone tzar ein lechelek l'olam haba. Mutav yetel atzmai l'kivshon shaleish. And he shouldn't be mevayish chaver barab. It doesn't say you should better be thrown to kivshon shaleish. You shouldn't be tzar, physical tzar to your chaver. Well, Chanan's kasha is better than his teretz. What? Because it's a bigger busha for the individual barabim. It's because of the dignity of the rabbim. Is that what it means that somebody hamavayish techaver barabim lechelek l'olam haba? It's because of the rabbim. It's not because of the rabbim. The yachid is meichel. It's nimchal. The bizyayne of an individual seems to be more than the physical tzar of a person. So I don't know. It seems that bizyaynis is a tzar ha-nefesh. It's something that's a high darg of tzar. The more chashiv a person is, I don't mean chashiv balgaiva, I mean the real person lives on a higher madrega, somehow the busha is more. If somebody lives on a lower madrega, the busha is less. It's somehow busha is connected more to the neshama than tzar ha-gof. And I don't know, it seems, what?
More time is had with the yeshiv. You put it on them
on the chashiva first. It's a bigger bizayin. Okay, good. There's a chachma shloima in the end of Chayshe Mishpat. This is not halacha lemaisa, but it's in the page of Shulchan Aruch. He writes there that to save another yid's life, you don't have to endure bizayinus. If it's embarrassing, you don't have to go and save someone's life, because listen to this. The Gemara says, "Why do I need a pasuk of Samna Damariecha to kabel chaimer? Mada hashavas aveda yomuchoyev hashavas gufa lekol shkein." So Shlaimer Kluger asks, "But to save someone's aveda, zokem ein lafik vaydai, is not muchoyev to do it? Right? Zogar Rekva is not mechuyev to do it. So to save someone's life, it's mechuyev from the Gemara. Zogar Rekva doesn't have to save someone's life. It's embarrassing. You have to save someone's life. Unless you have to jump in the water with good clothing and you're going to be embarrassed.
The criteria for Avedis, you wouldn't do it for your own Avedis. So you don't have to do it for someone else. But for your own life, you would do it.
What you're saying is good. That's not what Shlomo Kluger says. Shlomo Kluger says, Zakeh Be'elfi Kfaideh doesn't have to save someone else's life. That's what he says. What he's saying is true. What you're saying really is, there's no Ein Elfi Kfaideh in saving a person's life. Because a person would do everything he could to save his own life. But
but
the Gemara doesn't answer that. Gemara says a kashet or whatever. I don't know if the Gemara answers. Shlomo Kluger brings this raya. So I don't mean to say l'alach l'mais. I mean to say that it seems that the ziyadeh is worse. There's enough kabbalah in this. If a rebbe is allowed to hit his talmidim, not a rebbe. If a person is allowed to hit someone else, the rebbe Gemara says allowed. If you're allowed to hit somebody to get him to be parish min ha'vera, the Rambam in Hilchas Deis says you're allowed to be mevaz of someone if it's constructive. You're allowed to be mevaz of someone to for the tiyelas lachzirai mut levayish chavera. That's what he says. So is hakar muter. So there's a sefer piskei tshuva from a Polish yid between the wars. He collected tshuva from all over. It's very nice. Sefer. It's a nice size take on the plane. It's a beautiful sefer. So he says it's totally in this whole tumult. Is busha worse than physical tzar? The Rambam says you're allowed to be mevayish someone lazira lemutav. Are you allowed to hit somebody? If you say physical tzar is less than busha, you should be allowed to. Say it's more than busha, you shouldn't be allowed to. So I'm not. I'm just saying that despite Rabbi Chanan's teretz, it seems from that busha is worse. Certainly, mevaz b'chaver b'rabim is worse than mitzar chaver b'rabim. That's why it's mashma from the other gemaras that we mentioned. Kavod abrius, I chayv lahagdam lachil haroiv melachasis ha'orim. How do you explain this? So I'm not sure, but the way I understand is that when people are like starving, for the minute they'll do anything for a piece of bread. A person becomes crazed. When a person lay was starving. So it could be that when you're sitting in the basement, you're clearing, and you have a full stomach, and you're clearing what's worse. The bush is worse than tsar. But when a person's starving, it could be that the human dignity gets removed. The Gemara clears what's worse, Rav, which the Gemara calls tsar aguf, or lechasaisa, which the Gemara calls b'ziyaynei. So it's included in what you're saying, Rav, with all its things, and I mean, it's included, I guess, the Gemara. So. No, if sakaz the fush is, the Gemara wouldn't have a shayla. Why does it pose it as a question? So it's got to be talking when there's no sakana. Because what it's saying is, the Gemara there says that ain't baitkin. If someone's hungry, ain't baitkin. So if we sakana, it wouldn't be a question.
So if he's a person, a hungry person comes over, he was mishaya, that's the person, he's going to think the person was going to die.
Alright, so you can make mistakes.
A hungry person, that you have to take care of.
But there are cases where there is a suffix, a case where there isn't a suffix. You can't say this is only talking when it's a suffix. Maybe if they're already in the busha, maybe they're already in the busha, prolonged the kids.
This is
what? Maybe the arm is cold. But that's not Lashon Gemara. Gemara says it's b'ziyane yadif for tzaragof. That's Lashon Gemara. That's tapin amid beis. Chesam amid beis, I think.
That's the mindset of the person.
The mindset is, and hunger is before. It's funny because everywhere else, busha is considered worse.
They're telling you what the person is feeling. You don't know about their individual fear. What they think is more important.
So what I'm saying is that intellectually, busha is worse. But when the guy's starving, he's starving as well. Okay. Okay. Even though it. What's the issa to somebody? So he asked all bein adam lechaveirei aver. So Rabbi Chanan has a long arichas. All the Rabbi Chanan and Kavitz Aris has a long of his long arichas. In every bein adam lechaveirei issa is only asa derech hashkasa. The Rambam, when he brings the issa to hit somebody, says it's asa to hit somebody. There are two gersoys, either derech bezayin or derech mitzayin. There are two gersoys in the Rambam. Either derech bezayin, the mivazim, or derech mitzayin if you're out to get him. But for example, you're allowed to be maka someone. You're allowed to take out a splinter. Your father's a shiloh, but you're allowed to take out a splinter even though you maka him, because the Rambam says only us and derech bezayin and derech mitzayin. Rav Chanan shows all bein adam lechaveirei averis are mutter l'tayelas. Lashon hara is mutter l'tayelas. Why? Where do you get lashon hara is mutter l'tayelas? It's the lashon hara. So Rav Chanan says it's a klal bein adam lechaveirei.
Why did he call that guy a rasha? Maybe he was hitting him because he was about to do an aver.
He observed.
Did you know that wasn't that?
He observed it.
Probably.
It had to be. Otherwise, your kasha is a kasha. The Gemara says, "I can't give yisecha is how far." Says there is talking about the person hitting you. Actually, it's from Gemara. Okay.
So when kids play fight with each other, that's bizayin and risayin. That's something that should be taught.
Well, if a boxing match, yeah. That's the question. If a boxing match is mutter, the Gemara actually, the Mishnah learned it out of a pasuk that person not let hit himself, person not be mak himself. So there's a machloikis, the Baal Tanya and the Michas Chinuch, if you can give someone else permission to hit you. The boxing match is mutter. Michas Chinuch says you're allowed to give someone permission. You can give him permission. You don't have a pasuk. You can not let be maki yourself. There's a cost if you can't be maki yourself. But you give someone else permission to hit you. What?
I can't even
b'dvar Hashem. Okay, it's a little different b'dvar Hashem, but okay.
The armies, they were fighting.
They're fighting. All right. If it was l'tayala, so it was mutter. And my point is that that Ben Ochavei Arvei is a generally also have what? By Jews? They're jousting? I don't know, maybe they did.
You remember?
They will mock each other. No, damaging, yeah, the Shabbat damaging a person, doesn't say that, just the Shulchan Aruch it's brought, that if you mazik someone during the simcha of a wedding, you don't have to pay. That means, like today, they dance, and they swing their hand, break someone's glasses, you don't got to pay. There are some chos of a kala, you don't have to pay. All right, at any rate, this is, as I said, a separate side issue, whether Gush is worse or Tzaraguf is worse. Let's go to Simon Rashidun Bays. A very appropriate limud. Did Pidyon Shvuyim b'ketzah paydin oisam? It's well known that Pidyon Shvuyim is the primary tzedakah in Klal Yisrael, although we're going to see in a minute whether those words are correct is a machlokes. The Ramah and the Shach against the Taz and the Gra, whether it's appropriate to call Pidyon Shvuyim of a Lashon Tzedakah. Let me be magdim the definition of Pidyon Shvuyim, because they collect for different people who have legal problems. They call it Pidyon Shvuyim, and it's not true, it's not accurate. The Gemara of Bava Basra brings the following pasuk. The pasuk is in Yirmiyah, talking about the upcoming Chorbin. It says Ashalamoves and Ashalamus Lamus, Ashalacherev Lacherev, Ashalarov Larov, Vasher Lishvi Lishvi. He mentions four groups of people that are going to suffer during the Chorbin. Those that will be killed, those will be killed by the sword, those will be die of hunger, and those that will be captured. Gemara says Amar of Yechanan Kol HaMe'ucher Koshem Echaveirai. Dying of hunger is worse than dying by a sword. Dying by a sword is worse than dying some other natural way. And the Gemara says the following lashon: Ushvi kasha mikulan, the kulu isnehu bei. Says befeirish because kulu isnehu bei. A person who's pidyon shvuyim is somebody who is suffering hunger and sakaras nefashis and hakas cherev. And we consider to be yisurim. Somebody who's in a jail situation, lo'aleinu, who's not in danger of death, was not being tortured, they feed him. They feed him food. So it's a mitzvah to help him, but that's not pidyon shvuyim. It's not accurate that that's called pidyon shvuyim. And when they collect and they call it pidyon shvuyim, it's a mistake. It's not really pidyon shvuyim. Unfortunately, the three young men who are today shvuyim, they're shvuyim. But otherwise, it's not pidyon shvuyim. Someone's in an American jail. Like who? So he was definitely in sakaras nefashis. It doesn't mean that he's definitely going to die, but as long as it's their interest, they do what's in their interest. But, all this is important, but it's not pidyon shvuyim. Pidyon shvuyim is something very, very specific. And let's learn the halachas of pidyon shvuyim, and we'll try to. Okay, I know everyone has strong feelings about it. Let's learn what says the Shulchan Aruch. A Sif Aleph, Pidyon Shvuyim Kaidim LeParnosas Aniyim UleChasaisan. Pidyon Shvuyim is before food and clothing. Vein Mitzvah Gedayla kePidyon Shvuyim. There is no mitzvah like Pidyon Shvuyim. Hilkol Chol Dvar Mitzvah Shegavu Mais B'Shvilai. If they collected money for any mitzvah, you can take the money and change it and use it for pidyon shvuyim. A fellow of gavul letzarech pinyan beis hakneses. A fellow konuets of avonim dixam letzarech habinyan. Shasta lamaichra bishul mitzah cheres. Even they already purchased the building material, you're not allowed to change it to any other mitzvah. But lamaichra letzarech pinyan shvuyim. Now let me finish and we'll talk about it. Okay, let me just finish once. I want to get to the Ramah soon. If they built a shul, we don't sell a shul. We find another Eitzah, the Gemara says. But beyond that, we do anything for Pidyon Shvuyim. There is a Machlaikis here, and the first long Taz and the first Shach talk about selling a Sefer Torah for Pidyon Shvuyim, whether you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. It's a nice Lomdis here. The Beis Yosef says that you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for Pidyon Shvuyim. And the Prisha is Matmiya. What's bigger Kedusha, Sefer Torah, Beis HaKnesses? Sefer Torah, right? It says you sell a Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to use the money for Sefer Torah. In the first Mishnah, the second parak, the third parak of Megillah. But you now sell a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is greater. So the Prisha is Matmiya. It says that Shul, once it's built, you don't sell a Shul for Pidyon Shvuyim. Sagi sell Sefer Torah for Pidyon Shvuyim. Great, okay. I was going to challenge you, somebody to come up with the Teretz. The Shach says a very geshmak of Teretz. He says that Chaim is saying. He says, when you sell a shul, it's becoming a shul. You're selling the shul, it's going to become a house, become a store. When you sell a Sefer Torah, not pshat, you're selling the Sefer Torah, it's a Sefer Torah. Whoever buys it, it stays because you should save the Torah. Just that person with the money, obviously is not willing to give it for Pidyon Shvuyim. He really should, but he's not. So you'll have to sell a Sefer Torah in order to get money. Or the Tzibur is going to sell their Sefer Torah for the Tzarech of Pidyon Shvuyim. So Lamai said, this is the halacha. Now here, it's a very challenging question. Let's say you have a case that's clearly Pekuach Nefashis. Pidyon Shvuyim, Pekuach Nefashis. Clearly, you could say you're not sure, maybe. Let's say you have a case where they're ready to kill somebody and they say, give us money or we're going to kill them. And they're going to do it. So we have a rule. Ein lecha davar ha'imei b'nei mekuach nefashis. Are we mechuyev to sell our homes to save his life? Now, with the rule of ein poydin shvuyim b'yesvik dey demei, and we'll talk about this stuff later. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking now about Stam, about Pidyon Shvuyim. We're supposed to be paid there. If we, it's clear to us that for money somebody's life could be saved, are we mechuyev to sell everything we have in order to do it? So that's the discussion. So I mentioned to you at the end of Shia last week, Rav Silberstein has this shaila about a couple that has a baby, and the baby was born with a series of physical defects, and through surgery the baby has, in this case I think he writes, a 5-10% chance of survival, but in order to pay for the surgery the parents would have to sell everything they have. They have to sell the dira, they have a house full of kids. But so they're asking Shaila, they have to sell everything. It's Pilach Nefashis. Here is even Safi Pilach Nefashis. Are they Mukhiv to sell everything in order to save the baby's life? Now, in order here to possibly save his life. So it's interesting. In the Avos Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Chayecha Kaidmin, L'Chayecha Vercha, V'loi Mamayncha Kaidim L'Chayecha Vercha. Your life takes precedence to your friend's life. But your money doesn't take precedence to your friend's money. He writes that, he seems to say, that a person has to spend everything he has in order to save someone else's life. And in the Tzivin, the Hamik Shaila, in the end of Siman Lamed Ches, doesn't write it so strongly, he just writes, Lekesh Shir Chaimish. There's no shir to how much you have to spend to save someone's life. So this is what they say. Now Reb Zilberstein writes,
according to the
Gemara refers to physical. There's a veritable that refers to Ruchnius too, but don't forget the Pashup Shad. The veritable, it's true that refers to Ruchnius also, but the Gemara is talking in physical. Getting back, so they say this rule, the Avos Ches and the Netziv say this.
Somebody comes to, they need surgery,
Sari, he'll collect from everybody, he'll get from everyone. Okay. Let's say it's imminent, he doesn't have time to collect from everybody. I guess that would be the challenge. Yeah. Okay. You have to pay back. Masa Mechaber has to pay back. You'll have your Masa Mechaber, but you got to pay him back. The truth is, you're right, I can ask the Shiloh better. Someone's a pikuach nefashis, so I'm allowed to be able to signoiv in order to save his life. So I should be able to go and steal other people's money. Now I have to pay them back, but in the meantime, it should be worth it. So Reb Zilberstein writes, he writes the following. He writes, if I wrote it down correctly, he writes that, what should we do? We don't understand the words of these gedolim. The obligation to save someone's life is, why would we have to save someone's life? Like Samen al Dam Reyecha. It's a din, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. The halacha is, on Samen al Dam Reyecha, which is a mitzvah b'kum ba'aseh, you only mechuyev to spend chaymish b'nechasav. A person not obligated to spend more than a fifth of his nechasim to save somebody else's life. And therefore, if Zilberstein writes in such a lashon, that, what can I do? I don't understand. More than a chaymish b'nechasav, you're not obligated to spend. Now, what he writes in his Svara is actually the Pischei Tshuva on the next side, in Ois Dalid, in parentheses, he brings this idea. Mashkosa Beis Yosef Shom Rayel is a, it's in Siv Dalid, about 8 lines down. Daharei Hamala Meinu Piyishvuim Oivar Alesame Adam Reyecha. Someone who's Oivar Piyishvuim is Oivar on a lav. Hari Kosa Barachayv says, Sivu Tushu Yavav, the mitzvah says, Chayv Litin Kama Mainai. And for a loisa say you have to spend all your money. Lav raya he if you mashkasav nul elkuf dan zayin dalin. Pshev a priba gonshul chavis yar. Davka loisa say sheish by maisa. Only when you're over an aver with a maisa, you have to spend kol b'mayinai. If you're over an aver b'shev al tas, you don't have to spend chavish min chasav. So actually, Rav Zilberstein is saying, Misvara is here in the Pischei Tshuva, in parentheses. This idea that a person is not mechuyev to spend more than chaybish for the chasam, we hope the shah should never come up, but this is the, it's hard in Avos Chesed, and it seems to say one way, and it seems to us to be different.
Even more so, the fact that
the only chance is. More so, where it's only a suffix, although generally, A suffix with what the fascist is the same. So we're going to talk about the first situation. I'll get to it. So
the language is going to be more than a homage. It's called a mevazeh, lo yevazeh. It's mevazeh, considering wasting, but if it's not considered a waste to you, it's certainly discretionary.
All right, so take a pen and change what it says. The Visit Shuvah says what I said. No? Not Visit Shuvah says. What you're saying is Parsha Shuvah. It says, the Chofetz Chaim writes that ha-mevazeh is al yevazeh, yesem ha-chaimish, is only for someone who's not mevazeh is yesem ha-chaimish on his personal luxuries. If you're not mevazeh is on your personal things, yesem ha-chaimish, then...
So what do you do if someone comes around and says that he's an operation or something? Because I feel like an operation.
So if he's not dying today, he has time to collect. So he has to give you a share. You give you a share and everybody else gives his share and it'll be good. You give you a share. You can figure you'll go collect it for 2 weeks and they'll approach 1,000 people and whatever.
Go for 50 cents, not a quarter.
Okay, I've mentioned to you, and I think it was a chiddush to many people, that there's tzedakah and there's shar mitzvahs. Now, I mentioned to you in the context of many other mitzvahs that are very important, but in the language of B'nai Adam, they're considered tzedakah, and somehow in the ads, in the paper, they all fall under one category, whether it's Lashon Hara, or helping Aveilim, or helping Chaylim, it all falls under one category, whereas really, the word tzedakah has its own meaning. Now, here we have probably the most powerful example of it here in a machlaikis, a lamdish machlaikis between the Ramah and the Shach on one side and the Taz and the Gra on the other. That's the Ramah here on the page. The Ramah says the following, what sounds like incredible words. He says, "Umekavak im hanoides sela letzedaka ein pidyon shvuyim bechlal." And what he's saying is, pidyon shvuyim is not tzedakah. It's a mitzvah. It's the biggest mitzvah that you can have to do with your money. But he says, "Hanoides sela letzedaka ein pidyon shvuyim bechlal." It's not included in the word tzedakah.
So
it's a ma'aser, but he is not included.
Somebody
should have
told the
Rambam
to look on top of the page.
It says Hilchas Tzedakah. The Rambam wrote it before the top of the page. But now, let me finish. You'll ask the question there. So let me go in order. Okay, this is the Ramah's Tshuvas Merik. The Taz is a simulation of Vav Sif Dalet, Sukkot Dalet. He says he doesn't understand this Ramah. He says, what do we just say? What's Pinyin Shvuyim? Somebody, the Kulu Isnume, that he has Cherev and Rav and Sakaras Nefashis. So he says, if someone's hungry, it's included in Tzedakah to feed him. If someone's hungry and going to be killed, so now it's not Tzedakah. It's also included in the fact that he's hungry and that he's etc. It also should be, it should be no worse. And therefore the Taz disagrees with this Marik, and the Taz says that it is included in Tzedakah. Now the Kuntz HaKesef here on the side brings a piece of the Taz. He goes on a Taz's Raya from a Sugya in Erechim. It says Ayin Taz Reish Levav Sif Katan Dalet. He goes into the Sugya in Erechim, which I don't think is in the time frame that we're going to go into the Raya from the Sugya. But the point is that he argues, and he's matzdik the psak of the Ramah, and I guess you go halfway down. Ela karchach deipin yeshuyim bechal tzedakah stam. Adkan divrei marik. It's a little more than halfway down. It says adkan divrei marik. V'hik sholav barichus, and the Taz asks many questions on him, like Koshamidi, the Rabbi Yanai, Al Kopanim, etc. Brings the Raya from the Gemara. Gamloi Dabi Ladi if she was stuck in the Harbe. O Kapesh of Neim, I forgot the Bishvi Kulu with Snube. Kobok in Das Bnei Adam Astam Tzedaka. Dairu Lahachil Ulahashkois. He says the following. says das b'nei odam, when them noid their money to tzedakah, is stam tzedakah, not to save lives, but to feed. Mashakos of dafagah I misel azul tzedakah. Daiti agabai, the Taz says that someone gives tzedakah, he means to give it to the gabai. You give it, sometimes you give it to an ani, but very often you give it to keren aniyim, you give it to a tzedakah. It's within the gabe has a right to do whatever is in his normal framework. So it's tzvaris ba'alma, you can't push away the marik. So he says that the shach and the ramah say that pinyan shvuyim is the biggest mitzvah. It's not included in tzedakah. If someone made a neder to give tzedakah, or someone gives meiser, begeder neder, so pinyan shvuyim is not included in that. Now, it comes out, it's very good. What I said in the beginning today, let's say you collect the money to help Rav Ashkin. So, I started telling you, they use the word pinyan shvuyim, it's not pinyan shvuyim. That's the cost of fascists. It's not starving. It's a big mitzvah, it's not pinyan shvuyim. So it sounds like I'm being tough on him, it's not pinyan shvuyim. Turns out it's really better because most people who gave, I think, gave from the Maisa money. Similarly, Pinyan Shvuyim, the Ramon, the Shachol, that's not included in your Nadarim. But I tell you, it's not Pinyan Shvuyim, it's actually better for you, it's better for us. Those who gave money and counted as Maisa, that they could use it as Maisa money. But the Gra, for legal fees to try to get him out of jail, it's terrible to be in jail, it's a very big mitzvah to help.
He's an ani, he can't afford to pay for it.
He's an ani, he can't afford to pay for it. It's true, but every pinyan shvuyim is somebody who doesn't have the money to be paid himself. The Gra in Dalid, the Gra Dalid at the end of the page, says a few words. Kedarkai, ayin shach b'shem arik, ve'ein devarav buchrachim. That's the whole Gra. Dalid. So it seems there's a significant machlaikis here, if true pinyan shvuyim is the geder of tzedakah or not. And not much of a daf kamina ladina, because it's rare that we're called out to give money for what's actually true pinyan shvuyim. But it's not daf kamina, we would give it anyway.
You were raising money for the
Maram. Rama Rittenberg, it's well known, was in jail. He didn't allow, I don't know how he stopped them from doing it. He didn't allow them to be paid. It's a sip later. We'll get to, hopefully we'll still get to it. Okay? Because they want to be paid to be Yasmik Dei Dama. I'll explain. What? It goes to be shvuyin at the end. Well, it's true, because even if I give it to tzedakah, when pinyan shvuyin happens, we divert tzedakah money for pinyan shvuyin. It's true. But if I made a neder to give a seller to tzedakah, and I never gave it to tzedakah, then I still owe my neder. If I gave it to tzedakah, then someone diverted the tzedakah money. Once I give it to the gabbai, I'm yaitzim achiyim. So. In Pisrei Tshuva Beis, he brings an interesting shaila. Pisrei Tshuva Beis. I'm a Jewish Shus Yaakov. He has a reverse case. Someone promised money for pinyan shvuyim. And there's a dever. I think the Shus Yaakov lived during the Black Plague. And many Jews, I don't know exactly how for a plague money helps, but maybe people who are hungry are, or for sanitary conditions. So, mutalite b'moyseilu, v'lay avishini b'das hanaisin. Pinyan shvuyim money you're allowed to use. Avagav demuchich b'shas d'shvi gora medever. Even though a captive is worse than the time of hunger, zedavka b'zman ha'makaydmin. Al ashabav enei se'rab k'sheshtev b'aylam en gake b'shvi havamamish pinyan shvuyim v'ashagodl mimenu. This is an example of Pisrei Tshuva. You read it inside, very confusing. He's saying, this is bigger than pinyan shvuyim, people are dying. If you look inside, the Shus Yaakov says, he explains, because during the Black Plague, they blamed it on the Jews. The Black Plague was a terrible... The Black Plague was early in the Shus Yaakov, right? The Tamidei Haran were in the time of the Black Plague. In Drush HaSaran, there's a piece on the Black Plague in Drush Yud. At any rate, Jews were blamed for it. They were taken into Shvi. That's what it says there. So preventing Jews from being taken into Shvi is just as much Pinyan Shvuyim as Shvi itself. That's what it says in the Shus Yaakov. The
Rabbah
No, two different things. The Mechab is talking when the money was already collected, you're allowed to divert it. Ramah is talking about someone was noider sell all the stock. He said, I'll give sell all the stock. So now they pay Shvuyim. So he can give his money to be Shvuyim, but he still owes the sell. One's talking about an individual who made a neder, and one's talking about taking money out of the Kupas Tzedakah to use to be Shvuyim. Two different things. The first Tisrei Tshuva deals with a broader shaila. I'm sure Seattle Yom Chuyev Adam Likani Satsmi Besafis Hakadosh the Fashis Lato Chaveirei Bevadai Oyenu Mechuyev. This is a very broad shaila. Tisrei Tshuva Aleph. Whether a person is obligated to put himself in a Safik Sakana in order to save other people's lives, certainly Rishoi, Midas Chasidus. So this is a very broad question. It comes up in many different forms. People ask a shaila about giving a kidney to someone who needs a kidney, even though there's no imminent sakaras nefashis, but long-term living on dialysis is sakaras nefashis. So the question about putting himself in a suffix sakana, assuming one could argue that surgery is not suffix sakana, but be that as it may, the question of putting oneself in suffix sakana is a discussion which is discussed in many areas. One of my favorite complaints is about a Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in Parasha Shmais deals with whether you put yourself in Safa Sakana for Hatzolas Nefashis. And he brings a raya from the Parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to go back to Mitzrayim to save Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was in Sakana. So Rabbeinu Shalom says, go back to Mitzrayim. Ki meisu ha'anoshim ha'mevakshim es nafshecha. So those out to kill you, Moshe Rabbeinu, have died. Had they not died, you wouldn't be mechuyev to put yourself in sakana to save Klal Yisrael, to save other people. So he says, even fatzolos nefashis of a rabbim, a yachid is not mechuyev to put himself in a suffering sakana. That's the raya of the Meshech Chachma. It's a sharp raya, Sounds like a great raya. So I have to tell you, I have my complaint on this Meshech Chachma, that it's very nice when we sit here, nobody has a chumash. I'm quoting Pesukim for you. Oh, beautiful raya. You open the chumash. And you look at the chumash, you know that. So yeah, all right, so except for David. But David's a gentleman. He let me, he didn't, sometimes he's a gentleman. If you look at the pasuk, look at the Seder Pesukim. It says Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Mitzrayim by the snare, and then Moshe Rabbeinu asks rishus from his father-in-law, and he heads back. When he's heading back, the Rabbeinu Shalom says ki meisu anoshim avakshim es nafshecha. If he's going back already, so it's a double pella. The raya, the whole raya is not a raya. It's say the Rapsukim, it's not a raya at all. A very very strange thing. What? So Rashi says they became aniyim and they're not influential enough to cause. From Esther, it seems to be a raya the other way. From Esther. But the Gemara. Well, it says in the pasuk that Rabbi Shalom told Shmuel to go and be Meshech David. And Shmuel said that Shama Shol v'hargeni. Shol will hear and he'll kill me. So the Rabbi Shalom answered him. The Gemara Pesach says he answered him, Shluchi Mitzvah Eina Nizaykin. Even though I guess it was not Shluchi Ezeika. So he said, Shluchi Mitzvah Eina Nizaykin. So the. Because Shezek, he had to make up a story. Alright, let it be that way. But there it wasn't to save anybody's life. Right. Yeah, so when we said it in Navi Shir, I remember what I said, I remember who said it. Shmuel wasn't asking, should I go? He's asking, how should I go? God said, go, I'll go. If you want me to go and die, I'll go and die. How should I go? So Rabbi Shalom told him to make a cover story for it. But, you could say it, but you can't make halachas based on maybe a mugdum ucher, so maybe it's a halacha. You can't make a raya from that. What? Avraham went to save light. Yeah, so it's a raya, really, that's a shush to put yourself in sakana. The truth is, Muhammad is never a raya. Because the Muhammad, the Nitziv, has the famous Nitziv in Parshas Noach, the Pasuk in Parshas Noach, by killing people, Dam Ish Be Ish, that Hashem says Ish Be Ish, but Muhammad is between nations. Nefesh for Nefesh, that are not included in the Yisra.
Okay.
Rosh Hashanah said go back to save Klal Yisrael.
Does the Bar Kladosh have to be a Shomer Torah mitzvah?
The rules of who there's a mitzvah to be paid is in the second chalik of Yerodeh Asim HaKufnan Hei. There's a geder called Mailim V'loy Meridin. There are people whose life you have to save, and there are people loy mailim v'loy merid. And Avir Avay Dizara is loy mailim v'loy merid. You don't save his life. There are cases where merid also, but loy mailim v'loy merid. But certainly a tinnik shanishba is today probably everybody is. Chazish's letter is that everyone's today. Chazish says today everyone's a tinnik shanishba, even if he grew up from. But we're exposed to a world around us. If you turn the page, I just wanted to highlight a few of the rules of Pidyon Shvuyim. So Beis and Gimel are Mizaris Pidyon Shvuyim. Sif Dalit is really, Dalit and Hay are the powerful and difficult, who struggle terribly. With Ein Pidyon Shvuyim, Yosef Mikdei Demeyim. The question which is on everyone's mind, and nobody knows to say it, is whether the Pidyon of Gilad Shalit was really the cause for kidnapping three people because they paid an exorbitant price for the being paid to one person. And that goes against the advice of Chazal, Ein Pidyon Shvuyim as Yosef Mikdei Demeyim. However, there is a controversial psak brought in the Pisrei Tshuva Dalid, which turns this whole discussion on its head. This is a discussion based on a Gemara in Perek HaNezikin, and I got it to Gemara's one Amora, I forget which one. I saw a child who was a Shavui and was paid in B'yaseh Mikdei Demeyim. He did an extraordinary opinion. Tosfos says, ain't paid in B'yaseh Mikdei Demeyim. So Tosfos says two terutzim. Tosfos' first terutz is that this child was in danger of death. Tosfos' second terutz is that he saw that this child would be Adam Gadol B'Yisrael. And it says, ain't paid in B'yaseh Mikdei Demeyim, except for Talmud Chacham. As I said, Tuturutz. A very big nafkamina, the Tuturutz. Nafkamina is Pisrei Tshuva Dalin. He brings Ayin Beishal Avraham, B'Shem Tshuvas Nachlo Yeshua, the Bamakim Dikala Mechish, Likitala Paidin. A place where he may be killed with Paidin. Now that's a very difficult thing. I read you the Gemara in Bava Basra. Every Pidyon Shvuyim is when there's Sakaras Nefashis. So it sounds like it means that there's an imminent danger of death. There's an imminent danger of death. So he brings already here Chalukei Deis on this discussion of whether that's included or that's not included in the Takana of Ein Pidyon Shvuyim Ma'aseh Yosef Mikdei Demeyim. An exception is a person, you're allowed to be paid the person with his own money, or a person allowed to be paid to himself by Yosef Mikdei Demeyim, because that, why did they say Ein Pidyon Yosef Mikdei Demeyim? Because it's gonna be the sack in the whole tzibur. A person to be paid himself, it's not gonna be mutal on the tzibur, and therefore a person is allowed to be paid to himself. The Gemara says his wife. It's one of the places Ishtei Kegufay is brought la halacha. Ishtei Kegufay. There's shaila about a person's own children. If he's allowed to be paid to Yosef Mikdei Demeyim, whether you're allowed to, nothing to do with tzedakah. If you have a person, a multimillionaire, is he allowed to be paid to ransom somebody for an exorbitant amount of money? He's encouraging them to do it again.
For himself, he can't do it for his wife.
For his wife, he can do it as well. But
so
this is the what? That's probably not good, because then they'll kidnap more people. They'll kidnap Masafik. Every kidnapping is Masafik. So now I'll be playing Yesim Day Demeyam. Now today, what's Kedei Demeyam? Once upon a time, there was a market for slaves, so there was a Kedei Demeyam. Today, it's very difficult to know what the market is for Pidyon, for Yesim Day Demeyam. And
one Jew we know is worth
Jew's worth much more than 1,000 Goyim, but it's a very, very difficult thing. I would never want to be in a position to have to make such a decision. How can someone it's a fascist. Sifhei is even more surprising. You're not allowed to do a rescue mission to rescue Shvuyim because of Tikkun Olam. Because it causes them excessive torture. Now, here there's a psak during the Holocaust that's printed in the introduction to Chesed Yeshua from the Chustarov, who lived through the Holocaust. So he writes there that he told people to try to escape. Even though if someone escaped in the concentration camps, they shot 100 Jews. But he writes that when the enemy is not dealing in a civil way, they have to kill everyone anyway, and then mavrichin, you know, you have to save what you could. And he writes there that mavrichin shvuyim is talking where they capture people if you use the word civilized way, that they capture people. There were certain rules in war. You know, he captured people, and there was a seder of ransom. They took them to a slave market. You know, the Shvuyim who were taken to Africa at one point. What?
They used to do that with the Rabbonim. And they used to ransom and then bring him to be a Rabb in a certain community.
I don't know if they used to. It happened a few times, such things. And the Mamre, the Dal Shvuyim, who are who wrote a book about it. He wrote a book. Lehman wrote, I think, a book on three of the Arba Shvuyim. The Arba Shvuyim are historically a major movement where Gedali Yisrael, the one of them was the son of Rabbeinu Chananel, I think, in the early Rishayim. The father of Rabbeinu Chananel. That was Shvuyim, and they were sold, they were ransomed in different countries. Where they were maimed these countries on Torah and Avodah. They, years later, you saw the Yad Hashem. But anyway, that's nothing to do with this. These are the rules of being Paida. And, Hashem should save us. And last night I said, today we're learning Pidyon Shvuyim. We're beautiful. While we learned that he somehow rescued the Shvuyim in Eretz Yisrael. Halavai. There's no Imav Rechon Shvuyim. I don't think Davroch is going to change the way they deal with them. I would think so. What? Tebi, yeah. Tebi, on a rational, it was Hakadosh Baruch Hu made people nuts to try such a crazy rescue mission. I mean, the odds of it succeeding seem to be very small. But the Baruch Shalom makes. What? Yeah, that's true. That's not dealing with people who work with any norms. Okay. But the bicentennial was upstaged by Antenna. It was this week. The Geisha calendar. Okay, at any rate, Gula Kriva, we should be zeifet to Gula Sashvuyim. Yitz Hashem next year will return. Labor Day weekend, the Mitzvah Shalom Sunday, will resume. I'd like to go to the halachas of Mishana Mitzvah Mitzvah. I think you'll be surprised at how many different facets there are in Hilchot Tzedakah. Mitzvah Shalom will come back.